Hi, and welcome to Unscripted Beauty. I'm your host, Lauren.
And this is Nicole.
We're two moms who met years ago on the bleachers at our son's baseball game and are coming to you live now with this podcast to talk about real life from the perspective of two real moms. Today, we're talking about stepping out of your comfort zone, something that is typically seen in the great abyss as a dream, a goal, a reach. We're bringing it back down to street level and talking about our own experiences with wanting to and actually doing so, stepping out of our comfort zone. Here are our stories. I have a recent example of this. So here's the thing with stepping out of your comfort zone. It can be done in super small ways, and it can be done in like these huge, massive, major ways, right?
Yeah. Stepping out of your comfort zone is very hard for a lot of people, myself and you including.
Yeah.
So this, what we're doing right here, is completely stepping out of our comfort zones. I'm not into public speaking, and you are pushing me to do things that I normally wouldn't do. So props to you on that one.
I'm super proud of you. I know how hard it is.
Yes. So the face blush. And it's only two of us here.
Yeah. No, it's hard. It's doing something. So I heard Ted Danza quoted, the actor from Cheers.
Yeah.
That's his name, right? I feel like I messed up his name. That's totally his name.
I feel
right?
like that's his name.
Okay. Yeah. Which was like, of our generation, massive show.
Yes.
Okay, so he was incredible on it. I think he won awards for it. He and Shelley Long. Anyway, he said, performing is pretending you're not pretending when you're really pretending. And so I think we're trying not to pretend at all when we're doing this, but there is definitely an element of unnatural that comes along with doing anything for that's going to be shared.
Yeah, that people could hear, listen to.
Yeah.
It's hard. Even as being a teacher, I was definitely more comfortable being up in front of kids rather than adults.
So I have noticed that as well. Do you know why that is?
I wish I knew, because I had to teach the teachers how to use the technology and do all this professional development. And whenever I would get up in front of the teachers, my face would get red. I would stutter. I couldn't handle it. But day to day, you're giving performances for the kids and it doesn't faze you.
Right. I'm not a teacher. I used to do this. I had a video series for kids called Club Plot, and I would go into schools and talk in front of huge groups of students. Well, for me, big, 500 kids at a time.
That's a lot.
That. I was completely fine.
I don't know if I would have been okay with 500 kids. I mean, I'm talking 25 to 30.
I bet you would have, because I think it's the same idea of the kids. The energy was so supportive and uplifting. And I actually, my husband talks about this. He does a ton of public speaking. So does my mom. I'm terrified of public speaking, which people don't normally
No, I would
guess.
Never have known that until
Everyone
you told me.
Everyone has that reaction when I say I'm terrified of public speaking. My mom says to me, and people pay her to get up in front and speak, and she's done it all over the world. She says people fear public speaking more than death. Death is second to public speaking.
Relatable. I could understand that.
I hate it. I have a full-on panic attack.
Yeah.
And I'll be up for nights in preparation of running it through my head, and my heart's racing. I'm sweating. And my biggest fear is not of the speaking. It's of this belief that I'm going to have the panic attack in front of people.
Or what if you can't get the words out?
Can't speak, can't move, can't do anything. I had a panic attack on an audition one time in the city. It was a modeling audition, but it was for a print ad. So it was, no. You know what? I think it was for a commercial, actually. So there was movement and speech involved. And I froze. I froze and I was shaking. And there was a panel of casting directors. It was horrible.
What did you do? Did they help you?
I just tried to do it. I tried to work through it. Maybe that was helpful in some regard, because I tried to work through it. Because when I used to go on QVC, I was having panic attacks also, but I was able to work. And everybody that would watch would say, you didn't look nervous at all.
You never look nervous.
And I always thought they were being nice and lying to me.
No, you never look nervous. That's why I would never have ever imagined that you did not like to get up in front of me. Well, even on QVC.
Yeah.
Like, you just look so natural.
Thank
Thank you. I was terrified.
That's real acting right there. I couldn't do it. I mean, I'll start to stutter.
I would read books about, Andre Agassi, this book is incredible. It's called Open. It's kind of about his journey being raised by his dad and then, just becoming one of the biggest tennis champions in the world. And his trainer, Brad, his last name is escaping me. It's like a very common last name. Trains people to go publicly and compete. Wow. And he gives tools for how to work with anxiety. And I likened that to what I'm doing just because it's a solo sport. You know, when you go in front of tennis or even golf, I guess, you're the only one. And that's kind of similar to going up in front of a room of students, going up on national TV.
It's scarier when you're solo.
It's terrifying.
You don't have your team to rely on.
Yeah, well, there's no one else that can distract if something goes down.
Yes. We used to do co-teaching, and that would help me.
It helps tremendously.
Because at least one would see you, and then they would assist.
And they can step in, let me help. And I think that, that's not always there. If you're giving a speech, that's not there.
No,
I don't know what you do.
I literally would stutter.
I avoid speeches like the plague.
Yes. But then my old boss, used to try to get me over my public speaking. So he would sign me up for workshops, and then I would have to give them. It never helped, though. I never got over it.
See, it doesn't help me either, although I think he's doing the right thing.
He is. I know he was doing it from his heart, but it never
makes me
sick
to my stomach, and I want to crawl in a hole and back over myself in my car.
Yes.
I
got Teacher of the Year once, and he's like, okay, now you have to get up and give a speech. And I literally cowered down and like, thank you, and I walked away.
Yeah.
He never let me live that down.
First of all, congratulations. That's
amazing.
That
was years ago.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
And I would have done the same thing. I would have been like, take back the award. I don't want it. It's not worth having to give a speech.
I'm like, thank you very much. Okay, bye. He never let me live that down. Somebody recorded it. It's so embarrassing. I just can't do it. Even thinking about it makes my face red. Like, I can't do it.
I'm way more uncomfortable talking in front of my peers than going in front of a group of strangers, I think. You know what? I don't think I've ever had a situation where I've been totally in front of a group of strangers. That's why when I was going on TV, I debated telling people I knew, because I was if I know they're not watching, then I think I'm okay. But at the same time, of course I want to tell everybody.
So you would never have known.
That's
because
really
I did
nice
watch yours.
You to say. I know you did.
Yeah.
I was like, she's so nice. She's trying to make me feel better.
No, you would never have known. I would never have known had you not told me.
I was massively having panic attacks backstage.
No, you look so comfortable.
Thank you.
And I would have bought the products too, because I'm like, she must use these. These are so good. Well, I do use one of the products that.
Oh, yeah. The face, the oil. So what are other ways? All right. You know what? Let's dissect this. I want to talk about, because I think it's helpful. So when I do force myself out of my comfort zone, I do feel better afterwards. I don't know if you have a similar, and it's okay if you don't. There have been times when it's backfired, for sure.
You feel better after you...
I feel better after I've done it. Yeah.
No, I don't, because I mess it up. You rock it. I mess it up. I'm not able to look as comfortable as you. Like, we had to do a Zoom for something like Lucky Dog was going to try to get, I guess, their parking spots where they were able to park there. So they were going against the town. So we had to say something. And literally I got on the Zoom and started stuttering. Kevin had to step in. Thank God Kevin was there. He got in and he started saying all this legal stuff and he sounded so smart. And he's like, oh my God, Nicole, I didn't know that you were that bad. He's like, it was terrible. Like, you were terrible. I'm like, I know, Kev, I know.
So for everyone listening, Kevin is Nicole's partner. I love that he stepped in. And I think Dan would do, but Dan is my husband. I think Dan would do that too. I think someone would do. I don't know what it is. There is also this idea of when you have to do something versus when you just do it.
Yes.
It feels completely different.
It does.
Completely different.
Because you don't have that time to sit there and... I try not to think about...
When I think about it, I'm doomed.
I try to deal with it as soon as it hits.
Right.
Just with everything. Like, say you're having a tooth pulled or something. Kevin thinks about things up until the process. I think about it the day of.
See, I think about it. I sweat it and dread it.
Yeah.
And I go over it in my head. Like, I think that's called anxiety when you cycle through it. That's what I do. Then after it's done, I cycle through it. Oh, what if I said this?
That,
I should have said this.
Yeah.
Horrible.
I can't do that.
It makes me sick. It really does. That's what I do.
I try to wipe the slate clean.
Even if I'm at a baby shower, I'll never forget this baby shower. My husband's cousin, this was years ago, maybe 15, 17 years ago. They had a baby shower at one of the hotels in Manhattan. And I knew for months that they were going to ask us to introduce ourselves, and I was trying to make up excuses not to go.
Come on.
Yeah.
All just to introduce yourself.
Like, I'm Lauren, and I am the cousin of so-and-so because I'm married to so-and-so, and this, I don't know, it was brief. There were like 100 people there. I was shaking so badly. My mother-in-law put her hands on my back. I wanted to crawl under the canapes and never ever come out. Yeah.
Like, knowing you, you would never think that.
Oh my gosh. I was bright red.
No.
My heart's pounding. I could barely talk. My voice was all crackly.
I would never have ever pictured that for you.
I can't handle that stuff.
No.
I had to do this on Friday. I was telling you, I had to give my bio in a meeting, and my voice was like, I was eking it out, but I was able to do what I wanted to do, so maybe there's a little progress there. Like, I told a pretty meaty, hefty story.
Yes.
On this thing, and I, in my head, I was like, why do you have to do this? Why can't you be normal and just say you worked here and here and
I don't know.
Day?
It's definitely a quality. Like, my son's father can go up to any human. He could talk about anything. He never gets nervous. It's a quality. Not everyone has it. I mean, I definitely don't. I don't know how he got it, but he does.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. I can't do it.
I do like doing that, just going up to people spontaneously and talking to them. But I will say to you, because I do that for my series, my interview series, most of it is based on me approaching a stranger and saying, hey, come on camera with me. I do get nervous before I do that. I wouldn't say that has gotten any easier. I do get nervous, but I still do it. I guess that's just been the thing.
It's so like, spontaneous, and you would never tell. There's no voice cracking.
Holy
you
cow.
Ask the right questions.
I get super nervous. Like, I'll have trouble turning my head and moving my head. It's so stiff. It's like ready to crack off my neck and roll down the street.
No.
Yeah, 100%. And I'm just like, please.
No, you're really good. Remember when you got Cole and I to get on the
you
show?
You guys were excellent. That episode got a ton of views.
No.
You were incredible.
I didn't even move. I was almost stuttering.
You were excellent. Nicole fronts like she can't do it, and then
No, you asked the right questions, and then you're like, because if you don't ask the questions, nobody's going to talk. Like, Cole and I would have just stood still and not said a word. You're like, so, and you're, it literally was like one answer, like one word answer.
You were incredible. You were incredible. He was great, too. Being thrown into that is uncomfortable and not natural. That's the thing. Like, anytime you put a media device in front of someone, whether it's a microphone, any kind of recording device, a camera, all of a sudden, you've just added another party there, like a world. You've added a world.
Because you and I could talk for hours, and I wouldn't ever get nervous. As soon as we put these mics on, it's a different layer.
Yeah. Oh, people are listening. What are they going to think of me?
Yes.
Yeah, sure. Definitely.
We can't go into it thinking like that. It's hard, though.
I kind of go into everything thinking like that, even though I know I shouldn't. It's not helpful. Everybody says to me when I say that I am perpetually worried is not even a strong enough word, obsessed with people, believing that people think negatively of me.
It's hard.
Like, perpetually obsessed by it. My mom, who's an artist, can turn to me and say, why do you care what people think?
Yes.
I'm like,
she's so
am I
cool.
not supposed to?
She just has that vibe about her.
I live my whole life keep worrying about what people think of me.
Yeah, how do we become her? I don't know how.
My husband, too. He doesn't.
Oh,
he claims
just so
to
late
not
then.
Care at all. I think that's true.
Yeah. Like, either you do or you don't. I don't
I'm
know how they don't.
I'm obsessed with it.
I mean, it's your career.
Yeah, maybe that's part of it. I think I've always been obsessed with it. When I interviewed that, she's a Hollywood actress, but she lives in Rumson. Sorry, I was debating whether or not to say where the town we're coming from. I don't know if that's helpful. We'll figure that one out. Anyway, she said, and she's done so many movies, Men in Black, and she was on Seinfeld for a while, and she's done a ton of bigger name movies. She said, actors need, have the biggest egos in the world. They need positive reinforcement every day. And I was like, oh, I didn't know that.
I never thought of it that
way. No, me either.
But it makes sense.
It does make sense.
Yeah.
Because of the medium. Yeah. Can you think of anything else you've done to step out of your comfort zone? This is big for you.
This right here is huge.
And you, I have to give you props for it because you
fought it the whole way. Yes.
You didn't seem like you were fighting it. Like you.
In my head, I was.
I'm sure you were.
I was just trying to stay strong because I was like, oh, this is cool. This is a great idea. This will definitely help you move forward and get out of your comfort zone.
I think that's true.
Because you seem to bring that out. Remember when you did that? How many people did you have to interview in
30 people
in 30 days?
Yeah.
And you would just have to go up to just random.
Yeah, I went up to 54 people.
Oh my god!
In the month of December.
That's a huge feat.
Which is the hardest month in the world because people are holiday crazy. It was amazing. It taught me a lot. Yeah, I came up with that and I was like, okay, I'm going to go up to. I have to get 30 strangers on camera with me in 30 days.
Which is hard because most people don't want to be on camera.
I think that's true. I will say, in our area, people have been inordinately supportive.
That's great.
Yeah, and I don't get many no's. I do get no's once in a while, and of course I take it personally when I am smart
don't
enough to know that it's
personally.
Not.
Don't take it personally. Yes, don't.
I take everything
because
personal.
I said no, and then eventually I switched it to yes.
Yes, yeah. Well, I presented it as we're getting your son on camera.
And then Cole's like, he's like, I'll do it. I'm like,
He was like, yeah, sure, whatever. Let me get the shovel.
Kids don't care.
I know.
They
want to
be on camera.
It's inspiring.
Yeah, they love it. They love the attention.
I think they just don't think about it in the way that we think about it.
Mm-hmm.
So I never really thought about it either until I did that challenge for myself, 30 people on camera in 30 days. And then out of that, I got asked to be interviewed on this streaming network about what I had done. And I was like, great, that'll be great exposure for my show. And then when it came down to pull the trigger, I was afraid to book the interview.
No.
Yeah, terrified.
But then somebody's going to... I would actually like to see that, somebody interviewing you.
Somebody interviewed me.
Yeah.
I was terrified. He was like, okay, you can do it in studio or via Zoom. I was like, Zoom! Because it's easier, right? I mean, I can hide. If I'm having a panic attack, I can just dive under the table.
Yeah, it is true.
And he's like, okay, you know, whatever you want to go, let's go, let's do this. And I got off phone. I was like, don't book it. Don't ever book it. Yeah, I couldn't do it for weeks. And then I finally booked the thing. And I was like, this must be what people are going through.
Yes.
And then I threw myself into it. I was terrified. And I loved it. And so I think there is something to be said for, because I've thrown myself into it, like you're saying, it's gone badly, you know?
Yes, but other times it goes well.
Still feel that it makes us stronger.
It does.
We know that inside.
It does. That's why I will push myself to do things. I mean, I don't know about the ice shower yet, but but I will push myself to do things out of my comfort zone.
This is huge for you.
Yes.
It's huge.
Huge.
You could have told me no for the rest of my life.
Huge. Even like going to, I don't know if you find this, like if a lot of women ask you to go to dinner, and then that's even awkward because you don't know them like on the level that you and I would know each other.
It's so true.
Like, how do you feel when they ask you questions? Like, are they going to like you, not going to like you? Like, I don't drink a lot. Are they going to... judge you differently? Like, I'm vegan, so then I'm gonna get a salad. Are they gonna judge me and think like, oh, who is this?
It's
like,
so
she's
true.
Not eating. Yes.
So I wonder where that comes from. I have that same reaction.
I don't know. I mean, Kevin does say you need to order a drink or they're gonna judge you because they're gonna think you think that you're better than them. And I'm like, but that's not the case. I just don't like the way it makes me feel the next day, so I don't like to drink.
Right.
But when you tell people that, then I guess in their heads, they're thinking, well, I'm drinking. Now, is she looking at me differently?
I think that does happen.
Yes.
I do. I know.
I just don't want to. I just don't like it.
Yeah. No, it does happen because I've gone out and not drank. And I haven't been drinking since, like, I think December. I can't remember. And it wasn't that I was heavily drinking, but I was talking to you about this. I was like, let me conduct an experiment and see if this affects my sleep, which is like such a nerdy reason, but I totally, and I hate to say it, but I don't think it's helped my sleep at all. Well, or maybe I should love to say it. My husband would be like, "Why? That's a great thing.
Yes.
You just found out something really helpful.
Yeah, now you can drink again.
Drink your face
off. That'll help you sleep.
Tell the researchers. That, yeah, it does.
It does actually help you sleep.
Well, you know what they say about alcohol is that it knocks you out, but then it wakes you up.
Yes.
When your liver's processing at like 2 or 3 in the morning, that's when you wake up.
I did notice that if, like, I go out, say with Kevin, and we get a room, like a hotel room, I will get knocked out to sleep.
Yeah.
But then I wake up.
And you're like,
yeah, well, then he's
up.
Snoring, yeah. And then I can't go back to bed, and then it's terrible.
It's terrible.
Yeah.
And then the next day, you really feel bad.
Oh, that's why I don't drink.
It's not good.
No.
I know. I do feel like I'm making people uncomfortable when I don't drink, though.
Yes.
And so there's
something. But why? Like, why are they uncomfortable?
I don't know.
Like, we're not uncomfortable that they're drinking.
No, I'm actually not uncomfortable that they're drinking.
And I just don't want to do it.
Yeah.
So usually then I'll even fake drinking.
Right.
And I'll get it. And then I'll pour it sometimes if nobody's looking into, like, my water glass or something. Like, it gets really bad.
I've never done that, but I've contemplated doing it. Should I just order the drink? I actually,
and sip
I don't
it.
Go out a lot, so I really don't have this cropping up. But I'm just trying to think if I went out now, because I really haven't had anything to drink since December. I think it's December. I can't remember. Do I want to break the thing? Do I want to get it and have a sip? Sip is a slippery slope, though.
Yeah. See, I've never really been into alcohol.
Yeah, I can appreciate that. I do like the taste of some of it a lot. Like wine, I do like. I
like some wines. They give me a headache. I don't know why.
Well, I'm trying to think. Do they give me a headache? It depends on how much I have. But I'm a lightweight. I can't really handle
a lot
of wine.
You're very
limited. Champagne gives me a headache almost immediately, even though I really like it.
Okay.
I do. And I do now like tequila, but I'm talking like I can have a sip and then I'm like face down on the floor calling for help.
I have, that's been a while for that one, but it has happened in my life.
I don't know anything about it. My husband once in a while will be like, try this, you'll like it. And I'm like, you know what? That is good. But I can't take in a lot of it.
No.
I will be dead.
No, even when Kevin and I go out, it'll be like 2 and then I'm done. Because
I can't.
Then he's like,
too.
You don't want another. I'm like, do you want me to be like that girl over there that's sleeping on the bar? Like, I can. Like,
no.
You know your limit.
No, I can't even finish.
And I don't
want to
get sloppy.
Yeah.
You know, like, college was one thing.
Well,
then,
there's no recovery time.
No, you have your kid the next day.
Yeah, 100%.
It's hard.
Yeah. I don't even, I'm not even, like, craving having a drink or anything like that. I just don't really think about it. But I think if I were out with people, I'm not sure what I would do.
Yes. It's a comfort zone, though.
It is. That's a good point. That's totally stepping out of your comfort zone.
Yes. I'm going to have to do that.
That's, you're right. Like, wait, having it or not having it?
Not having it is because you're going to have to stand up for you not drinking, then they're going to judge you or look at you differently.
100%.
So it's an awkward feeling.
Maybe if we say, like, I'm not judging you, I literally don't care if you get
best-faced
right now.
Yeah, I tried that.
I don't know if it works, right?
No one buys it. No. Didn't work. Well, it's kind of even the vegan thing. Like, I just choose not to eat that stuff, but you can eat it, and then they'll order pasta, but I don't eat pasta, and it's like, why aren't you eating that? And I'm like, well, I just don't eat it.
See, I do feel like
I'm not fun to go out to eat with.
I'm not fun to go out to eat with either, I don't think. I don't know if I'm fun, period. It might not be the dinner table. My family would be like, it's not the going out to eat problem. Trust me.
No, you're definitely fun.
I'm not.
You are. I don't. I think life just gets ahead of it, and we get serious.
Yeah. No, it's so true.
It's hard to break out of that comfort zone and just to be fun and carefree.
I turned so stiff when I had kids.
Yes.
I really did.
It's hard.
It's so embarrassing.
Well, because you worry about them, and then there's
so much
responsibility that goes along with them.
I'm tired all the time.
Yes.
No joke, I'm in bed at 8 o'clock at night.
I go, mine's like 9:30.
Yeah, but that's pretty awesome. That's probably when I fall asleep.
By the way, Kevin, no, the 9:30, he's like, you're going up already? I'm like, yeah, well, I'm going to get up at, I get up at 6 no matter what.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
My alarm clock in my head just goes off.
Same.
I wish I could sleep.
I know, I do too.
I don't know why I can't.
I have to call out to the birds and be like, it's time.
I like try to shut everything down.
It doesn't.
You have the noise machine. No, it doesn't work. But Cole's up early too,
so
regardless.
Oliver, my son. Cole's Nicole's son. Well, why don't I think it would be cool to give everybody an assignment as a wrap up for the next one. about maybe about stepping out of our comfort zone. What could we do, you and I? You know what? Let's give ourselves the assignment. And then if anybody wants to tack on,
okay,
they could tack on. I'm trying to think of what one could be either for us jointly or for you and I individually. Maybe individually, right?
Yes.
Because this podcast is stepping out of our comfort zone.
Yes.
100%. It is for me also. I'm more comfortable working in performance-based. Well, that did not come. I love doing it, but a podcast is foreign. This is new. Not foreign, but this is new for me.
And Nicole, it's foreign for me.
Yeah, it's different.
It's. We had to do this at school when COVID happened, and you had to record your lessons. But still, even if it's just you and the computer, I don't know why you get so nervous.
Yeah.
And all the teachers would come to me and tell me, and they had the same thing. I'm like,
that's. So
I don't know why.
Really.
But getting up in front of the kids was so easy.
So they were having the same response.
Yes.
I wonder why that is.
I.
But it is. It is. The second you bring a recording device.
Then you hear your voice and you don't like your voice because it sounds different.
There's no, it's not vaporizing. It's there.
Yes.
It's solidified.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's so
Well, then
true.
You know, like the kids are listening, their parents are listening. What if you mess up?
Right. All of a sudden the teacher is in the house.
Yes.
Yeah, which never happened before.
No.
Never. That's such a good point.
Yeah, because you were behind closed doors.
Like. Yeah, that would freak me out.
Oh.
Right.
That's scary.
Yeah.
And then when you had to do those Zooms and the parents could be watching if
yeah.
parents were home.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yes. 100%. I fell for the teachers because I was keeping my ear and I was
I was listening.
Oh, this is what they sound like.
Yes.
This is what they're doing.
Yeah, or this is what they're not doing.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a lot of judgment.
Yeah, 100%. I guess that's what it is at the core.
Yes.
But I think I've been told that if we're not judging ourselves, then it's easier to let go of anything coming down the pike externally, which may
True.
Or may not be coming down the pike. We don't know, right?
Right.
That really resonated with me. And also, I was like, yeah, okay, whatever, shut up. Just because I didn't want to actually admit that that was true.
Because
I'm doing that constantly, 24 hours, 7 days.
It's so crazy because you come off so confident.
Oh my gosh, I don't feel
people
that way
would never all. Know it.
People say that all the time. I am certain they're lying.
No,
and I don't see or feel it.
No, I would not. I wouldn't lie. You come off very confidently.
I don't even know. Thank you so much for saying that. I don't even know what everybody's seeing. I really don't. On the inside, I'm like, is this right? Did I mess it up? I messed it up.
No.
I'm the biggest failure ever. Oh,
no.
My God, that was so bad.
Never. It comes off beautifully. You would never know that you have any type of
massive
issues.
Anxiety. There's a word for it. I just can't remember what it is. So I guess for me, stepping out of my comfort zone would be I really want a live show. So, you know, I have this video. I know you know that I have this video interview show.
Yes.
For people that are listening that may not know. And I've really been kind of grappling with, do I take it to a studio? Do I keep it to the street? What do I do? I've wanted my own show for so long. And I realized, and I have been in the studio for a while, and I have been on the street for over a decade, and I'm still trying to find a home for the show. I think the show is a mirror for me because I don't feel like I found a home within myself.
Okay.
And so part of me really wants to, but I won't let myself, just go on camera every day, probably 5 days a week, not every day, and give this little recap of what's going on in the area.
Nice.
And then show the interview and maybe share a story about my life.
Okay.
I've wanted to do that for years. It keeps me up at night. I'm terrified of doing it.
How?
Completely terrified of doing it.
It's called take the leap.
Yeah,
you have to take the leap.
That would be for me stepping. And I wish I didn't say it on here because
now you have to do it.
Yeah, exactly.
My comfort zone isn't going to see whatever I do as a challenge. It's going to be like nothing compared to yours.
Everybody's comfort zone is totally subjective. No, your comfort zone could be like, literally, I'm not even joking about this.
The cold shower.
And
that one would be
so
easy now.
Smaller.
Now I'll jump in.
This is from my QVC days, but I know that people have this. Like, for someone, their comfort zone would be wearing a red sweater.
Okay.
Or wearing color, period, right?
Yeah, because I don't wear color.
Well, no, I didn't.
Yeah, I literally don't. You'll see me in blue, gray, white, and black.
It's funny because I almost got you this, like, super bright dress for your birthday. I was like, I don't know if she would wear this. I should snap a picture and show you what I was going to get you. It would have looked incredible on you.
No.
But I was like, what if she hates this?
I know I don't wear color. I don't know why. I just never.
I didn't notice that.
And my house has no color.
Does it now?
You would never.
I didn't even notice that.
It's like the same. It's like blue. It's
like
the very
sanctuary in there.
It's just very chill. Like there's really. Luckily, Kevin doesn't. He likes the same colors that I like, so it worked out.
I'm so curious.
Yes.
I didn't notice this at all.
No color.
What? Do you not like color? Or do you feel like it's not right for you?
Yeah, I just like the melatonin, like just very calm color.
Inside. I can understand.
I kind of feel like our life is so chaotic that I need some type of calm sanctuary.
I can relate to that.
Yes.
100%.
So,
yeah.
My old house before Kevin and I moved in together, like, there was some color. Now I need more calmness. So.
But what about the clothes? Is it the same thing?
I don't know.
I'm curious.
I literally have no color. I don't know why. There might be one red shirt. Like I might have a red polo shirt that I wore golfing with my parents.
Because a lot of women feel that it doesn't look right on them, I think.
Yes.
Or draws attention to them.
Which I hate.
I don't know if that's your thing with it.
Hate attention.
I love color. I do gravitate towards white a lot, though, but I do see that as a color. But, I mean, I'm the only one who does, I'm sure. But
yeah, I would never look the white as a color. I mean, I know it is a color.
It's so not, right? I mean, it must not be. But I do like
white. I do
white.
Love white.
White, all white does draw attention, though.
Yes,
so what's,
you're right.
Then what's yours, Nicole?
Yeah. Oh, well, I don't know what I'm going to do for my comfort. I mean, going out
this is
and
yours.
Not drinking with
oh,
the women.
Oh, yeah. When you go, yeah.
Yeah.
So that's
this week. I'm going to try to go out to dinner and not have a drink with a bunch of
okay, this is
moms.
Huge. That's huge. So many people can relate to that.
And not feel judged.
I think that's a big deal.
And I'm going to take a cold shower.
Maybe.
Yeah, maybe. That one's a maybe.
You have to do it on the show then.
Oh, no.
What?
I can't do that.
So just to explain, I have a cold shower challenge that I've been running on Instagram.
Oh.
And I started it for myself for my birthday, for my 46th birthday. And then I just had my husband's trainer on. And then I was trying to get Nicole on for her birthday because her birthday was a couple days ago. If you're going to do that, you're definitely doing it on
camera.
It's
like a freezing cold shower that she takes. It does have a lot of health benefits, but...
It's supposed to.
Did that trainer do it?
She did it.
She did it?
She actually liked it. She's
no.
She's like, you know what? I actually like this.
How long did she stay in?
We stayed in for 5 minutes.
Because Laird Hamilton, I told you, he completely believes in ice baths and
who is
cooling.
That?
He's a big wave surfer.
I don't know. That sounds vaguely familiar to me. So he does it.
Yes.
That's
part
cool.
of his training. And he does the sauna.
And then he goes in the ice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I know. When I used to go to a sauna. I went a couple of times in Monmouth Beach. And she said she had a lot of surfers.
Yeah.
That would come straight out of... Wait, that's the opposite. No, they would go in the sauna and then go surfing.
Okay.
Yeah. So what I'm doing is slightly different just because I'm not heating myself up beforehand.
Okay.
Not to take away from the men, but...
Yeah, you're just going cold.
I'm going cold.
Yep.
Nice!
Mm-hmm.
That's good. No, I think there's pros and cons to both, or I think there are benefits to both. I do, for sure. You know what I think it is? Like, if it feels good for you, then that's helpful.
Isn't it supposed to, like, wake up
your immune system? It is. For me, it's mental.
Okay.
It feels physically good and euphoric. It's also mental, just like, wow, I just did that.
Okay.
I did it. No one's watching.
How long are you in for?
I think I'm in for about 5 minutes.
That's a long time.
It is.
With the water hitting you the whole time?
Yeah.
That's intense. You let it go on your head?
I let it go on everything.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I don't know. The head makes it colder.
The head's way worse.
Yeah.
So it's not the head the whole time. But I'll do, like, the back of the neck for a while. And for some reason, like, the sides are really cold of your ribs. I don't know why. Along the back. Those are the two coldest parts of my body.
Wow. I don't think I could do it on a day like today when it's cold outside.
It's way worse in January, February, March. It's way worse because the water is actually physically colder than it is in the warmer months. You can feel it because it sits in the pipes underground.
Yeah.
So it's no joke. But yeah, I guess because I just do it without anyone watching, unless I'm doing it on Instagram and that's only a new thing, then I'm like, okay, I just did that. That's pretty cool.
That is really cool.
Right? And then...
I mean, so cool that I actually want to challenge myself to do it. I just haven't gotten to it yet.
It's... that would be really awesome.
Wow.
Well, your thing is your... So that would... So, all right, then definitely, yeah. Well, you don't have to. See, that's the thing, like, about this, I think... No, maybe we push each other. Because you're pushing me to do the show.
Yes.
Yeah.
You kind of need a... I feel like everybody needs to push to take the lead.
That's true. That's a good point.
Everybody gets so stagnant in their life.
Yeah, well, it's easy not to.
Yeah, you get comfortable.
Yeah. That's so true.
Yeah, like you need the push. You pushed me, and now...
I am so glad that you did. I'm really... That was really brave.
Yes. This is good.
Yeah.
This will be a good thing.
It's great.
It's all... We're all, like, just becoming better people for it here.
Yeah, we'll push each other. I think that's the type of community that we want to foster.
Yes.
Well, on that note, if you have any stepping out of your comfort zone stories, we'd love to hear them. And then, so how do people find us?
They can find us on the Apple Podcast or on Spotify.
And it's called Unscripted Beauty. Look us up. Say hi. We love, love, love hearing from you. And join us next week. We're going to be coming to you weekly.
Thank you.
Thanks, everybody.
Bye.